The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Since the Passover of the Jews was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple area those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as the money changers seated there. He made a whip out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and the oxen, and spilled the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who sold doves, he said, "Take these out of here and stop making my Father's house a marketplace." His disciples recalled the words of Scripture, "Zeal for your house will consume me." At this, the Jews answered him and said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they came to believe the scripture and the word Jesus had spoken. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, let's first say a congratulations to our newest deacons ordained last night. To Deacon Brad and Judy, and to Deacon Tom and Farrella, to your families who are here with you this evening and were there last night, know of our not only congratulations, but also of our gratitude for your yes to God, for being willing to lay down on the floor of the shrine last night, to say to the Lord, "I'm willing to serve and give my life in this way in service to the Church of God." And so I thank all of you. It's a family event, it's a family reality, especially with permanent deacons. But it's even true with priests. And so we're just so grateful to you and just know of our love and support. This is actually kind of an interesting providential thing. Today we're celebrating on this Sunday an interesting feast. It's the feast of the dedication of the Basilica of St. John Lateran in Rome. It's a lot. Interestingly, though, on November 9th, when it falls on a Sunday, the church allows us to celebrate this feast on that Sunday because of the significance of that basilica in Rome, but also because of the reality of what it represents and symbolizes for us as Catholics, that we represent together the Church of God, and that we dedicate our lives to Jesus and his gospel. But you might first ask, why celebrate a feast day on a Sunday in remembrance of the dedication of a church? If you've been to Rome ever, you know that there's this large basilica there called St. John Lateran. And so here's a little history of St. John Lateran Basilica. It is the oldest basilica in Rome, and in fact, one of the oldest in the world. It was dedicated in the year 324. And up until the 15th century, it was actually the home of the Pope. The Pope lived in the residence. He didn't live in the basilica. Priests don't do that. I don't have a bed somewhere in this building. So he lived in the residence next to St. John Lateran until, you know, the dedication and building of St. Peter's and many things that happened at that time. And so, in fact, to this very day, the Lateran Basilica is the cathedral of the city and diocese of Rome. A lot of people think that St. Peter's is the cathedral of Rome. In reality, St. Peter's is not technically in Rome. The Vatican is its own little country. And so there's actually a Vatican state, there's a border of the Vatican, and when you step outside the Vatican border, you're in Rome. When you step back in, it's a weird thing. If you've ever been there, it's hard to know where you're at. But St. John Lateran Basilica represents, though, for the church, its long history of faith, worship, and adherence to the call of Jesus when he commanded us to go make disciples of all the nations. And so this gospel for today's feast, when you read it and you think about it, it's one of the most dramatic gospels in the Bible, certainly in all four gospels. Jesus comes to the marketplace with a whip and a zeal for his father's house. He's not there to play nice. He's there to make a point. John's gospel reveals to us that because of all of this and because of the words of Christ, he reveals that Jesus is the temple. He's the new temple. Jesus is the household of God. Jesus builds his church not upon the ground, but upon the foundation of his divine love for the world. The zeal he has in this gospel is not for a building. His zeal is for souls, the souls of all believers. We do not worship buildings. We do not worship money, power, or titles. We proclaim Jesus Christ crucified. He has risen, and he gives life to the world. The apostles, the followers of Jesus, all the baptized people of the world, all who believe in Jesus, bishops, priests, deacons, the faithful who come to worship God at this altar. We are the stones that build the true temple of God. We are the body of Christ, therefore we are the temple of the Lord. And St. Paul understands this well. St. Paul said, "You are God's building. Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?" We honor a church in Rome today because it symbolizes the truth of Jesus and his church. When we pray, when we worship, when we serve others, when we proclaim the faith, our faith in Jesus, when we bring souls to God through the witness of our lives, when we bring people to the sacramental life of the church, when we bring people to encounter Jesus, we are saying to Jesus, "Zeal for this house consumes me." And that is the real challenge of this feast day. Do you have zeal for your Catholic faith? Do you have zeal? Would you lay down your life for your Catholic faith, the faith that Jesus gives us? Do you have zeal for this house of God, which is the Church of Jesus Christ? The world easily forgets God. We must never forget. The world easily ignores the will of God. We must say yes to God and to his plan for salvation. The world easily rejects the truth of the gospel. We must defend it and give our lives for Jesus. Yesterday, in a large shrine church, these two deacons and the 20 other, all 20 of them, I should say, that were ordained, they laid down on the floor of the shrine. It's a part of the ordination rite to lay down, to lay your life down. And during that moment, we chanted the litany of saints and asked the church on earth and the church in heaven to pray for them. And in that moment, Jesus invited them to give their lives to the mission of Jesus. What is the mission? The salvation of the world in and through Jesus and his church. That is the mission. The Spirit of God is in them in a special way now. But the Spirit of God dwells powerfully within his church. We only have to respond to it and believe in it, and proclaim it to the world. Last night, God gave Deacon Brad and Deacon Tom and all 20 of the deacons there, he gave them the grace of the early Christian martyrs of our church, like Saint Stephen, or the first Christian deacons of the church, the earliest followers of Jesus, all who proclaimed the truth until their death. Yes, it is the church in Rome that we celebrate today, St. John Lateran, but it's so much more. We are the church of God. We are the disciples of Jesus. The Lord gives the courage to proclaim his name to the world. Maybe we should pray that. Lord, give us the courage to proclaim your name to the world. Give us, Jesus, the courage to say to the world, Jesus Christ is Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.